Tell me more, tell me more. Like, did he have a car? Beauty school dropout. Oh, dang, with this shit.
Dang,
you're being biased. Because you like him.
Who doesn't like fucking Danny Zuko?
That fool was bad.
I mean, he's no Zac Efron, but yeah, I'm just saying.
Do you know what was disappointing?
MCM all day, huh?
So, Kevin Bacon and Footloose.
Yeah, amazing.
Amazing, right? Amazing. But then I had Brad a few years ago that was a double. And I thought he learned how to dance.
Oh, KB can.
Oh, he's the best.
KB can dance
like
that for
real. He didn't do one dance move by KB. Himself. That's why it's all his feet and then him. Yeah.
And no, we call him KB ever.
Your homie or what?
But it was all his double.
Oh, it wasn't him at all.
He didn't do nothing.
I can't even picture fucking
Sun double.
KB doing that shit.
Yeah, but I'm Rocky Stunt Double. Thank you. So I figured he knew.
I get kicked for him at stripper clubs.
Oh, so this guy, because people say we look alike, you know? Like, they say that.
She laughs.
We get a lot. So one day, this guy, on accident, he went to a strip club.
Yeah.
What are you doing
on
with
accident?
This? You big silly goof.
I don't know. I stumbled into that place.
You big silly
Looking
Sally.
For Tylenol,
yeah.
So he was at a strip club, that and some stripper went up to him and kicked him.
Yeah.
She thought it was me.
Yeah, I swear. She's like, Rocky? I'm like, oh, yeah. I played it off.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, sure.
You should have said no.
You
thought you're getting laid and you get kicked instead? Like, yeah, I'm Rocky. What's up? Fuck you. Like,
oh, my God.
It was a friendly kick.
Yeah, it was
you guys don't look anything.
It was a flirtatious
like
kick.
We've gotten that a lot, though, huh?
A lot. Yeah. No, we get it a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Once he got these, it kind of changed it.
One time he stayed with my ex girlfriend. He goes, fool, she thought I was like, it was weird. Like, oh, what? Fuck food. Like, it was crazy.
Let me show you how to really. Nice.
Wait, take it easy. Take it easy over here. This guy.
Stun double.
This guy. I don't need a stun double for that. What the fuck? This is crazy. So, anyways, I feel like we on Wacko, I feel like you did mess up. And I feel like we did win.
The point.
The point, for sure. You were kind of drunk.
Whoa.
You weren't drunk?
She was heated.
The fuck? You were drunk. You were sweating like crazy.
We were both sweating.
You were all like a tomato.
You were rubbing my leg under the table. What do you mean? Of course I was sweaty. Like, what does this girl do right now? It's getting awkward.
Like in the picture right now?
Yeah. So I feel like Wacko, you did mess up a little bit. I mean, you're a great director. You get a lot, people love the editing. But I feel like on that point right there,
it
like you kind of messed
pointing.
Up. You for sure lost. Like, and then I asked people on Instagram, on my own page, my people.
Yeah.
Who won? I lost by a long shot.
Thank you.
Fucking hate. But most girls follow me, so that's probably why.
You think a lot of girls follow you?
I checked. It says like 60-40, easy.
Well, a bunch of guys follow me.
Well,
everybody
obviously,
on my page.
Yeah, naked pictures on your Instagram.
I have no naked pictures.
They're kind of naked pictures.
What the fuck?
They're not. Doing? They're almost naked, but you have clothes on.
No, she's classy.
It's basically a swimsuit. It's
fucking novel.
Sorry,
shut up, fool.
I'm telling the truth.
Fuck. It's a swimsuit.
Why are you putting foot on her table? No, fuck, I'm taking your fucking foot check, bro. Don't fuck me, icon. It's not a date, dick. Relax. So fuck.
Trying to get my points, though.
Yeah. So, hey, we have guests here, guys.
Yeah.
Should we talk about them or?
Yes. So I want to hear because I don't know anything
I feel
about
like they,
the
I feel like they don't talk a lot.
We're just going back and forth.
How long have you guys been riding bikes for? Like, how long is?
I've been riding for about a year.
Mic. Come on, fuck.
I've been riding. I feel like I'm all the way down here. I know. I've been riding for about a year. And Lydia's been
bikes.
Riding for.
Barely.
Right.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's only kidding.
And then, yeah, hit him.
And I've been riding for, like, going on 15, 16.
Wow.
Years, so.
How did you how did you learn? I'm sorry.
I actually took the course. I took
With that bike or a different one?
No, I took the course with the bikes that they offer at the class at Cerritos College. Nice. They give you like a little bike to practice on. I took the class and then I took the test.
Those things are heavy.
Yeah, they are.
Right?
Yeah.
Have you went down yet?
No.
Ain't that the old saying like
you yeah.
I saw an old man go down in front of the gas station.
Yeah, they're saying
you just go down on who? Hey, go down on who?
You've only been a year. Have you guys had a lot of close calls and shit like that? I mean,
thank God I haven't.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
I've always good. Tried riding
you have?
Careful, but
yeah, when I first started riding, I actually like completely ate shit.
Wow.
Scraped up my leg. My whole ass was like complete my
You have
pants
any scars right now that
No.
Oh.
Yeah, can we see? I don't believe you.
Ripped jeans, yeah.
When I first started following you, and then I'm like,
So you went down and tore your pants up and everything.
Yeah, they were Fashion Nova, so no, don't ride with Fashion Nova jeans.
Oh my,
trying to look cute.
No, but it was just like I was wearing them. I got on the bike and I just fucking ate it, and everything like ripped off. So my whole ass was like hanging out. But it was in Van Nuys. Yeah.
Road rash. Yeah.
I didn't get road rash on my butt. I got it all over my leg. Oof. I just started that. Well, I've been lane splitting, but I just started really trying to lane split just because my bike's so big. It's tricky.
I had an incident with a biker today. I swear.
Okay, whatever.
Road rage.
Did you?
Yeah, right, Junior? I swear, I was pulling out of my block, and all of a sudden, it wasn't a Harley. It was just like, you know, the
Rice Rocket?
Yeah. I pulled out and me and him were talking, but I was paying attention. You know, I do that when I'm driving. So she just rolled up on my window and started talking shit.
Oh, shit.
Calling me mother effer and this and that. And I ain't gonna lie, I got a little
mad. You got in a flesh?
Yeah. You know what she did as soon as she did
it? With a girl?
Yeah.
Was it one of you guys? Hold on. Right? This is crazy.
She was thick, too. Must have done something. Yeah, I guess I cut her off, but I didn't see. So then all of a sudden, she cuts me off.
Oh, shit.
As soon as she's finished talking, she goes right in front of me.
Fucking lesbians.
And I'm like, do I hit her, dog? I'm like, no.
I'm messing around.
Yeah, so she cut me off, like, intentionally. She parked right there because there's a high school on my pad. And then I turned around, and I rolled my window down. I was like, what's going on?
You know? Oh, you're gonna get down with her?
Nah, I ain't G-Money, dog. Nah.
Not G-Money.
Nah, I just told her, hey, it was an accident.
I did. I'm sorry.
Yeah, calm down. Like, I didn't see you. Like, her bike was quiet, too. Like, she didn't have no, like, the pipes weren't making no noise. You know those rice bars, they're quiet.
Yeah. You'll hear us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was like, hey, you know what was an accident? She was just kidding. And then when she seen me.
She was like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, her eyes were like, oh, shit. And then we just drove off into the wind.
I get mad. I kind of get mad, like, because I'm on a freeway and I see bikers coming. Like, so I go to the left. I give them room.
Yeah.
Give me a fucking thumbs up. I want a thumbs up.
Sometimes you can.
Give me my fucking thumbs up.
You usually get one.
Give me my fucking peace sign or some shit. Like, if not, I'm like, well, fuck you then.
You chase them down.
But I get it. Like,
you get it like 80% of the time.
But I get it. You can't get it from every car that does it. But, like, I want to be that car.
The whole time.
I want to be that car, you know? Like,
out of 10 riders, how many times?
Most of the time they do.
Yeah, eight out of 10, right?
Eight.
Yeah. It depends on the speed and, like, what you're doing. Because sometimes.
And I'm waiting for her, like, okay. I'm going to get my peace sign right now.
Hey, there's like, there's like bike code. Yeah. I was like bike code. Right?
Yeah.
Check. Yeah, it's like when you see another biker, you go like, right? Yeah. I mean, I used to ride a, like, not a chopper, though.
A vato. He's ride a vato. And and you're in a motorcycle club, right?
I am.
Is that odd for a girl to be in an MC?
It's very odd.
Are you the only girl?
I never realized, yeah.
Are you a 1%er or like a 99?
No. 1%.
Okay. You're 99%.
Yeah.
So you jumped in. No, I'm saying. How do you get into a club? You just
did you get the prospect and everything.
I did. I had to for about 2 years. Basically,
2 years prospect.
Yeah, they didn't. Jeez. They don't really allow women, so it wasn't really considered prospecting.
Yeah.
It was more hanging out.
Yeah.
And it's a family club, so it's not like a hardcore, you know, like where we're like robbing banks and stealing cars.
Do you have the wings on your jacket?
No.
Can girls get wings?
We do not want wings, no.
Yeah.
No.
You just told me about them.
I was telling her about the different wings. The green wings and all that kind of shit. The brown wings. Like, oh yeah.
Oh shit.
It's kinda intense.
Different type of wings, not those.
You don't want any of them though, right?
No.
Are some cool?
No.
If you've seen a guy
not
with like,
for me.
Have you seen a guy with like some wings? Would you like hook up with that?
No.
Would
you? No.
Run the other way.
Yeah.
But some homies rock that all like feeds, huh?
Yeah. I don't. That's to each their own.
You guys got like a clubhouse and all that shit too, or what?
We do have different places where we, you know, have.
Yard house, different places.
Different yard houses.
You're taking it back to season one.
Oh yeah. And then are you guys both sponsored or are you sponsored by?
We are sponsored by different people. We have a lot of different sponsors for our bikes and just I'm sponsored by FB County, just the gear and stuff. And our bikes, it's everything on the bike, my backrest, my seat, my bars. I can go on and on. Do you yeah, like CMC Motorsports, Linbar. Yeah.
Nice. And you guys are pretty known in a biker world, right? Like your followers is pretty up there. Like, I mean, in the
area. Because it's uncommon, dog. Like, I mean, it's not every day you see
a girl. But yeah. I have never seen like, and you guys ride the big ones too.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. And you're dating a guy, he sits behind you, right, on the bike?
And just has that happened?
I have a back seat and a back.
Have you rode a guy on a bike before?
I did for a promo video.
Oh, wow. It sounded like more like a homo video. A guy in a back? A promo?
No, it was for the backrest, and we were kind of, it was a joke, obviously, but he rode on the back.
It's a terrible joke.
It was hilarious.
Is his name Novel?
No.
Did Novel do that shit?
No, I ain't gonna lie, that happened to me one time.
You rode
back on a bike? What are you saying then?
No, one of my homies got dropped off at my job, and I used to have a Rice Rocket, a Ninja, whatever, and he didn't have a way to get home. So I had an extra helmet, of course. You know what I mean? Like, come on, homie, jump in the back. So we're driving on the way, you know, we're driving home, whatever. We pull up to a red light, and these chicks pull up.
And he's just, oh, sorry.
And he's over trying to rap to the chick, I swear.
Oh,
dog.
My God.
Like, homie, don't talk to these girls right now, dog. Come on. You're like, you know, he's trying to be all cool. Like,
he's trying to get on the back, all feed, man. Like, he's in a 64, just like, solo.
We're just trying to get home right now, dog. But, I mean, that's what happened, though. You know what I mean? It's just reminding me right now when you said that.
Life, it happens.
Yeah, it happens.
That does not happen.
But you know
what? It shouldn't happen. Like, that should never happen.
Made him walk home.
It didn't exist back then. It was like about 15 years ago, though.
But I get a lot of messages of dudes that want to ride on the back. Like, straight up. Well, like,
I mean, that's a good pickup line. You're riding from the back. Hey, you know what I'm talking about. Hey, you were there. So, you had to go like a lot of cruise shows and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we put events together. We actually just had one, and it was for Lydia's Biker Chicks, Inc.
Okay.
And we also do, like, just regular bike nights.
Nice.
We were at a cool little cruise show Sunday, huh?
Past Sunday.
It looked like a four-yard with a bunch of lowriders in there. Like, it was so cool, though. Like, I had a really good time, man.
It's coming back strong right now, I guess, because everything that's going on, people get a chance to come out. It's positive. The cops allow it, too. That's the crazy thing. You know what I mean? So I've been attending, like, not every weekend, but every other weekend. Like, you know, everybody in social media will send out the flyer to everybody. Yeah. We get it. We know where to meet up at. It's awesome because I take my party van out there, get a chance
to. It's got a nice big Sprinter, Mercedes-Benz, like, party bus. Yeah. It's fucking dope.
Works out good.
That's awesome.
You ever had sex in there with, like, random people at the cruise shows?
Come on.
Just because you have all the random sex, once so that condom doesn't mean everyone's doing it.
No, I had random sex.
With no condoms.
With no condoms. Not everybody's like you, Rocky. Oh.
This is false, by the way. By the way, this is false information you're saying. I was telling you.
Hey, was it parenting? Was it? What is it?
Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, right.
Oh, sorry. VIP card, sorry, right? For getting being mature and responsible getting tested.
They like, know my first name is. What's up, Rocky? You ready?
I'm just saying.
Usual room.
Listen. If you have unprotected sex, you should get fucking tested. You should get checked.
You shouldn't have.
So I'm getting ragged on for this? No, that's fucking amazing. I'm a role model. What the fuck? I get tested.
So that means that you have unprotected sex.
Dragon piss and burns.
You should like wear the condom around your necklace, like salt and pepper, and be all about, you know, safe sex protection. TLC.
So anyways, because I was telling a story in confidential, I thought we're like just talking, like fuck. I was saying I had some girl at the pad and we're gonna have sex, but I have a condom, so I didn't have
that
sex.
That was responsible.
And I'm getting ragged down for this shit.
Oh my goodness, we're making fun of you. Calm down, Rocky. Drink your beer.
So anyway, about the
safety first.
Yeah.
So this guy invites me to the car show. I go, okay, it's by the pad. I'm gonna stop by.
Yeah, right across the street.
Not even within 13 minutes, I'm there. I get banged.
13 minutes?
I get banged. It wasn't even that
probably. My bad.
It wasn't even that probably. It was like quick, dude.
Yeah.
So he goes, hey, you're Rocky. Some troll goes, hey, Rocky, huh? And right away, because they say Rocky, they say Rocky Nass. So I go, okay, it's not like a Instagram, like, follower or something, or podcast. I'm like, yeah. And it's kind of like, it was like one of my worst enemies. It was all the homies. But it ended up being cool, though. It ended up being cool.
One of those, huh?
It was one of the, but I was like, fuck, fool, because he asked me where I'm from. So I tell him. And I'm thinking, and right away, hit me, okay, I know where you guys are, you know?
Yeah.
I think, like, he let me borrow some bullets one time, let him borrow some bullets some other time. You know what I mean? Nice way of saying it, you know?
People lend out bullets?
You're not catching the phrase there, you know? So anyways, and it being cool, like, it just...
That was your test.
No, so it was it ended up being good because like I don't care about
yeah, you guys shit. Were talking forever.
No, I don't like I really don't care about that. Like yeah. I'm from where I'm from. It is what it is, you know? But it ended up being like, so they're like right there, so I'm going, okay, like what's gonna happen? Like, I'll let you like it's up to you what you wanna do, kind of deal. Yeah. But they're acting. We ended up drinking beer the whole night, chopping it the whole night. Just like, hey, remember this time? It was, and you knew them, actually. It was kind
of. Yeah, I know him for a long time. Like, he's good friends of mine. I used to go party in Vegas, and he lived out there at the time when I met him. Yeah. So we linked up again because, like I said, this lowrider scene is coming back strong, and he got himself a lowrider. I got a couple, so it all works out.
Yeah, it was just like one of those things, like, dude, like, because some people don't forget, you know what I mean? So I was like, oh, like, I mean, has that happened to you? Like, because you're older, because you're doing good too now.
Yeah.
So I feel like, but people don't forget, you get your tattoos still, you know what I mean? So, like, that has to happen, right?
And it's cool because, you know what? It's all in where your mind frame's at these days, you know what I mean? Yeah. If your mentality, and it's also about the energy you put out there. If you put out a negative energy, if you put out something like where people are going to take you the wrong way, then you're going to receive that the same. Yeah. I had an incident recently, same thing, where I ran into some of my enemies, and I was with family at the time, and thank God everything went well, because it could have got real ugly. You know, I mean, I was telling you guys before the podcast and stuff, I ran into some of them, and I just let them know. I says, you know what, to be honest with you, like, there comes a time where you got to grow up. You know what I mean?
And you told them that?
I told them that.
Wow.
And I didn't know how they were going to accept that. And these used to be some of my worst enemies.
Yeah,
I mean, I've gotten shot by them. You know what I mean? I got shot and I got caught cases for them and stuff too. And I explained to them, I go, you know what? You ain't got to tell nobody. It was all coincidental. You know what I mean? We were just, we were going to go eat, and I seen one of my boys and went over there, greeted him. They happened to be, you know, my rivals. I didn't know that. You know what I mean? They told me where they're from. I told them where I was from. And then things almost escalated, but because I kept cool, because I kept calm, you know what I mean? I think because God, you know, gave me the
God brings your enemies to you. Yeah.
There's a scripture that says he'll make your enemies at peace with you.
Yes, exactly. My brother told me that today.
So anyways, when I started talking to them and they jumped crazy at first, and you know, when the situation resolved, I was like, you know what, homie, to be honest with you, I don't play that shit anymore. I'm a businessman. You know what I mean? At the same time, like, I mean, I am where I'm from, homie, but if I disrespected you as a man, then let's do this.
Yeah.
But if not, miss me with the bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I told him, like, straight up, I says, like, you know what? There comes a time when you got to grow up. The crazy thing about it.
You're a grandpa now.
Yeah. G-daddy.
G-daddy. Yeah. You're G-daddy. Hey, you're a gilf.
Yeah.
You're a gilf.
I got a little bundle of joy in my little grand.
Congrats, man.
Thank you. So anyways, we walked away from the situation. Like, we cleared it.
There's still tension there, though, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. You know what I mean? To make a long story short, like, you know, we walked away and we went down the way to go eat, whatever. I got a phone call from the person that I originally greeted.
Okay.
Which is my boy.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, my boy goes, I apologize. I go, no, I don't even trip. Like, you know, I apologize. I didn't mean for all that shit to escalate like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? They don't know me. They don't know you. Like, yeah, I try to tell them. You know what I mean? Like, you knew me with that shit no more. I go, it's all good, dog. He goes, hey, but trip on this. Homie wants to talk to you. I go, all right, well.
Who's right there with him?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
So he puts him on the phone and what blew my mind is he apologized.
Is that
you
right?
Know, yeah, he apologized. He like, hey, you know what? I just want to tell you, like, you know what? Everything you were saying, you're telling me that you're right. You know what I mean? Like, you know, comes a time when you got to grow up. We're not youngsters anymore. And I go, that's all good. And once upon a time, I was with that shit. You know what I mean? To the fullest, I beat a murder. I beat three strikes. You know what I mean? And thank God I'm out here. And I'm able to turn my life around. You know what I mean?
And now you teach, like, you go to, like, to juvenile halls and camps, and you speak that, right?
I went to the high school I went to.
Is
and
that
we're
right?
Able to speak to, like, the little troublemakers. I had a group of kids that came up from Culver City to my tattoo shop, and I got a chance to be able to talk to them about turning their life around and stuff. So after your podcast.
Oh, really?
It opened up a season couple doors for me. Yeah.
Check out season one, guys, on SoundCloud. This guy has his whole testimony on there. It's on really. It was weird because you were trying the whole testimony. And you're talking about your mom and dad, and your dad actually was at the studio where we were doing it.
Yeah.
And he left. He's like, this guy's talking shit about me. I'm out of here. Like, it was kind of.
And then I got heat from my mom a little bit. And you know what I mean? I said, look, mom, I'm not trying to. We're not those people anymore.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, that was us. But now we're in a different place. But if anybody can relate, or anybody we can help somebody with what we went through, then. And God's going to bless us.
Exactly,
you know what I mean?
Exactly, man.
You know what I mean? So she understands now.
That's what the platform is.
Every time I come on here, I get backlash from people.
Do you really?
Yeah, I swear.
I'll be you this time, will you?
Not this time.
I think so far you're
good. Yeah, I ain't say no names.
So far you're good. So you guys ever been in jail or anything? Like, no, it's your own. Hey, you been in Linwood?
You got out.
You been in Linwood? What is that? Norwalk? What is that?
Linwood.
The girl jail? Linwood? Whatever.
Civil brand.
Fire camp for the girls and stuff. But since we're on the topic, I do want to just straight jump into it because we were talking about it and we all, and I'll just say like, we all got this from, I'll listen to Joe Rogan. The he's a god pod, like the best podcaster pretty is good. Like next yeah. to us, obviously.
Right. We're close second.
But his episode was, I mean, we're like a few million off on views. Like,
but he's looking at numbers. Nobody.
Yeah, you know, size doesn't matter. Right? <Yeah. laughs> No, so anyways, it was on wrongful convictions, yeah. right? And it got us talking about yeah. it. And you understand with the whole wrongful. And I think, like, yeah. I always say, like, the, and I posted the other day, like, I think the whole, the judges and DAs, the way the court system is set up, that's a new age of slavery for yeah. us. Mexicans, black, just poverty, you know, the minorities. And that's the way, like, they're not hanging us or are killing us, but they're making us go, like, life in prison forever, yeah. gang injunction, like, gang enhancement.
It becomes a business.
It really is a business.
Yeah, it's a business yeah. because they build these buildings to put people in there. Somebody has to take those places, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And unfortunately, majority of the time, it's the minorities.
Yeah.
And we fall into that category. I remember when I was growing up, like at the time when I was growing up, all these movies were coming on, you know, Colors, Boys in the Hood,
gotcha.
American Me, like all these ones that were influences us. As youngsters, we wanted to be
people in the gang.
On
this
American Absolutely. Me. We wanted to be Blood In, Blood Out. That's who we wanted to be because if they're on the big screen, then that means that we are going the right way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We follow suit. But unfortunately, you know what I mean? It was the wrong way. We found that out later. You know what I mean? But it's like they highlighted it. For yeah. us, you know, they made it seem like that.
Even with the whole, like, the music in the 90s was like, oh, just everything. Like gang banged.
I heard that they had, I read an article one time that, like, honestly, and I'm not trying to be a big conspiracy theory, whatever, but there was an article where they invited producers and music producers and rappers and everybody of the age that was directors to a meeting, and they told them, if you guys want to invest into these prisons that we're building, then this is your time. And they were confused. What does that really? Got to do with us? And this is, well, the reason why it is because we want you guys to influence the youth.
Wow. And I get that. Like, I never understood this. I mean, we'll get into the whole the jail and all that, you know, but I always thought, like, it's kind of weird. Like, I never been upstate to prison. My brother yeah. always been in prison, in and out.
Yeah.
But my brother always did the crime in our city we grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when he got out of parole, my parents always wanted to move to my grandparents' house, like a county away, you know, just stay out. Because our whole street was my whole neighborhood. Like, you know, just, and our enemies live on that street. It was just like.
Set up
so,
a failure.
So when you get out of parole, they want to move, but they wouldn't let them parole from a different city. So you got to parole there. So like you're getting set up for failure. So I always thought like, if whatever city, if you get the city tatted on you or you did committing that crime while you're on parole probation, you're not allowed in that city. And if you go to that city, then they'll violate you. But if you're from like Pico Rivera or whatever city you're from, like if you do a crime in that and you're gang affiliated in that city, I think while you're on parole, you shouldn't be allowed in that city.
Yeah.
You know, but they want you to parole in your own city that you're from because, you know, like the chances are you're going to get busted again. You know, there's no way out. So I think it's like a whole setup.
You know what's even crazy is if you got a cousin or a brother or somebody that lives with you and they're gang member, they'll violate you.
You can't associate.
Yeah, and that's your brother and stuff. So it gets kind of sticky right there.
And not only with the gang enhancement and gang injunction and all that, you get on, like if me and him had the same gang tattoo, we got pulled over, we're both going to jail. Even though, like, let's say me and him are both at church or whatever we're at.
They can violate you.
They could violate us.
Yeah, being around other gang members.
Oh, yeah, same gang tattoos. So, but even with all that kind of stuff, any crime you do, you're getting double time, right? Isn't it double time now?
They can. I mean, I don't know. I'm not refreshed with the system these days.
But it is double time for, like, all that kind of stuff. So, I think it's all set up in a whole, like, the wrongful, like, even with the whole DNA. You give all the evidence and the proof, but at the end of the day, you're a number, you're a business. Yeah. You're like stock. You're like stock for them, you know, like we need that bunk filled.
Yeah.
So let's get them in there.
There's a lot of corporations involved.
What?
There's a lot of corporations involved in it. And they're starting to expose them, like that invest money, or they have inmates making all the merchandise for them.
Wow. Yeah.
So there's like Victoria's Secret.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, inmates? I didn't know that.
I think they parted ways now.
Yeah.
I remember Bob Barker.
I used to do.
There was like a ton of them
putting the bras together for now.
Really? So it's like a vicious cycle because the corporations are getting all this
in
free
California
labor.
Though or what?
No, the whole United States. So it's a part of this. It's a system.
When I was busted, there was a thing called textiles, and I was in Soledad, and we used to do like the pants for the inmates. You know what I mean? It's called PIA, I think. And I used to do like the zippers, and somebody else would do the different parts of the pants and stuff. So I mean, it makes sense. Like,
oh yeah, totally. It's there's so much the food industry, the
the sanitation companies, that there's a lot involved.
They make
in
so
it.
Much money because it's us when I was in like in county, like we're the one making all the food. Like we're doing everything. Yeah. Like
you know, even fire camp. We used to come out and fight
the you were in fire camp.
Yeah,
right?
I was in fire camp my last year.
What does that consist of? Just
Basically every day they have like a training for you that you go out on the grade and you have to go out there and just practice. But when a real fire comes out, then you go out and they pay you $1 an hour.
Oh my God. That's on the fire though.
But when you're just out there, it, like on the grade, it's 25 cents or 35 cents an hour.
And you're like out there with the fires or a train. Yeah. Like that's freaking nuts, dude. Yeah, how is that legal?
Well, I guess a lot of people.
It's the 13th Amendment.
Yeah, there's so many laws.
The 13th Amendment is against slavery. Everyone's allowed freedom unless you're a criminal. So basically, that gives the right to treat you as a slave if you're a criminal.
So once you're a criminal, you're allowed to use it in this way.
That's exactly how you. Once you get into county, then you feel that treatment. You know, get butt naked, turn around, cough, scream, pull your. You're demonized. Like they degrade, big time,
badly.
You know, but that gets back to, I guess, what we're talking about is people that are, incriminated, whatever, falsely. I was a person that got incriminated falsely once upon a time, my last term. I was, I had just got out of doing 5 years, and I got out, and I was out for 4 weeks. And
not even a month, huh?
I got picked up by one of my homeboys and one of my homegirls, and they took me down back to my neighborhood, which I really had no business being in that car anyways, to be honest with you. Went back, we're going to go drink at a bar. We stopped somewhere real quick. I guess my homeboy wanted to pick something up. What he does, that's on him, whatever. So then we're pulling out of the driveway, make a quick turn. All of a sudden we see a cop, turns back around. We go down a side street, make another quick ride because the cop's on our ass, you know what I mean? So my homeboy sees that, he jumps out the car, takes off running.
He was driving?
No, my homegirl was.
Okay.
It was an Astro
man. You in the car.
He had the stuff on him?
Yes. So I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. He takes off, he took off running. I'm like, cool, I ain't got shit. I don't use dope. Never really been into, when I got out. So then I jump in the front seat, close the door. The cops seen him run.
Yeah, you're not tripping. I'm not tripping.
Yeah, I'm not tripping. Yeah. And I'm not trying to cop bash, you know what I mean? But this is the truth. This is really what happened. And I get in the front seat and I go to close the door because I'm in the back. It's an Astro van, minivan, whatever.
That's a Cholo van. How the Cholo van back in the days.
Undercover.
Yeah.
That is me.
So anyways, we close the door. Cops come up. You on parole? But yeah, I'm on parole. I only been out 4 weeks. Yeah. You know what I mean? So they right away when you're on parole, they handcuff you and they put you in the back seat automatically. You're state property still. So then I'm in the back seat. I'm chilling right there. And then all of a sudden, they're searching the area, and they find, I guess, this dope, this paraphernalia. You know
Also, he didn't take it with him then. He
freaking threw it right when he jumped out of the car.
Why would he take it with him? What the fuck are you running?
This is something that I grew up with.
Oh my God.
This is somebody that I grew up with. This is one of my righteous dogs. At the time.
You thought he was.
I thought he was. And the cops come up to me and says, who was your homeboy that ran? I said, I don't know. Yeah, like, we just picked him down the street. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know who that fool was.
And he knows your fool shit, though.
Yeah. So he goes, well, I guess you're going to jail for this tonight.
Wow. It wasn't even a lot, huh?
No, it was like some sconte, whatever. And I was like, but you guys seen the motherfucker? You guys
seen him run?
Yeah. And like, wow. And then like a few minutes later, I'm sitting in the back seat out 4 weeks from doing 5 years. It was like a nightmare.
Fucked.
Honestly, I felt the devil laughing in the window right there.
I can imagine.
And especially when you know that he knows that you're in it. He knows you did nothing wrong.
He's
going to block you up.
So then the cop goes, they ran my name. I go, I guess we got a three strike candidate.
So you're never getting out.
I was like automatically because of that.
How's your heart drop right there?
Bro.
How's your heart drop, bro?
But I mean, I fought that case for 8 months. I was looking at three strikes. Eventually, they came in with 8 years. I said, it's not my dope. I can't do that much time. And they came in right before trial, picking jury, they came in with 32 months with 80. I go, how much am I going to do off of 32 months with 80? They said, like 2 years. So I said, you know what?
Two years for that?
Yeah. So I go, I'm not guilty of this, but I'm guilty of something else, other things that I've done. So.
But see, this is what's so fucked up with the system. And I can't remember what the percentage is, but I think it's something like 80% of people who are found guilty are guilty because they confess, like you did. And not
Absolutely.
Because they're guilty, but because either they can't post bail, they don't
want to
sit on trial
innocent.
For like 3 years. If they're offered 1 year, fuck it. I'm just going to plead guilty.
Yeah,
what were you looking at? Life? 8 years? Life. Or we'll give you 32 months. Fuck it. I'll take the 32 months. I'm guilty. Even though you're not. Yeah. Like,
and
that's
then
insane.
The whole three strike thing that when they created that
crazy
it they knew it was backfiring because a lot of these crimes
Pizza.
Were not even they were petty crimes
Tylenol.
And they were just throwing that on people and And they were trying to reverse that. I don't know where
they did reverse it. Now it has to be a violent felony.
Right.
Now.
So because it was before becoming it was just so petty. A felony. Yeah.
And that's why I was looking at life for dope. I mean, right. It was, you know, I don't even do dope. It's not even my thing. You know what I mean? I ended up taking a deal. I ended up doing 2 more years. It ended
up. 2 years for something that you didn't do though. Yeah. It's for some, up.
And that was harder to do than the 5 years that I did.
Yeah. Cause you know, you don't deserve it.
It was like a nightmare.
But how do you feel like it? Everything.
Michael said we should watch. Oh, Michael, you have the mic right there, don't you?
I've seen it.
Yeah.
And there's so the movie 13th, it's called 13th, the movie?
13th, it's based Netflix. On the 13th Amendment.
Netflix? Yeah. It's good?
There's several of them that tell there's you a, everything about
there's a movie, it just came out maybe a year ago, it's called They Call Us Monsters. It's so good. It's about it's a documentary about these, I think it's 3 or 4 boys. They're like 13, 14 years old, and they're all like sentenced to life prison for pretty much gangbanging or shooting, whatever. But the little kids, you know? And so you have to watch the show about, like, because of that movie, there's a law now where you can't sentence them to life. Like, I think after, like, 15 years, they have a chance to get out again.
But before, they try, it wasn't like that. What it was is they were trying juveniles and adults. That's what I was. I was a juvenile child adult when I first went upstate.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And they have to approve you. Somebody comes and sees you. They ask you some bullshit-ass questions. And automatically, it don't matter who you are, how old you are. They're going to try as an adult no matter what. I mean, as far as me and my homeboys that were
How old were you?
I was 16.
Fuck, looking at
Jesus
life.
Christ.
Yeah, the first time. And that wasn't dope case. That was my first.
That was your first one.
You have a lot of stats on that as far as like the wrongful conviction and all that or no?
Yeah, well, obviously I heard today.
You don't know how many people are wrongfully in prison. No, but how many people get exonerated? How many people are on
They're on 30
row?
Right now.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, because that guy that watched the movie with John, he was number 29, actually with Joe Rogan.
Yeah, they're working on the
Clemente.
Yeah.
That was a sad story about that guy Clemente.
He was number
kid.
29 of getting exonerated from death row.
Jesus, that's freaking.
They're on 30 right now, I think.
It's insane.
Even with me, when I caught my strike, it was one of those, like, I can say it was like, I thought it was self-defense. It really was. A situation with some skinheads, white power tattooed. Like, when we're in court, these guys had white power Nazi signs, just some crazy, you know? And it was at Sharky's Huntington Beach. Mm. And how you tell me there's no cameras on the main street, like on Huntington Beach? Like, are you fucking kidding me? So our lawyer went looking for cameras and they said, oh, we don't have anyone. So, like, they always offer you all these years. So they offered me 8 years and went to 5 years. So I was out on bail fighting my case for 2.5 years. I lost my store already. I lost a lot of shit. I was like, okay, like, just stress box for 2.5 years. I mean, good thing I was out in the streets at least, but still, I was going to court once a month for 2 years, like, over 2 years, you know? What is enough? I need to go to jail already. Like, fuck, like,
my time.
Like, no, for real.
You get restless.
Yeah, no, I was like, I need, thank God the DA was an Armenian girl, like, you know, Huntington Beach. And she pulled me I told my lawyer, just give me a date. I need to go. So the DA met me in the hallway and DA goes, this is a bullshit fucking thing going on right now. Like, you know, like, I believe you guys what happened, you know, but my boss is pushing the issue where you guys got to go to jail. Like, you know what? She goes, like, if you take it to the box, that means go all the way to the jury and all that. He's like, if you look at the evidence, we're guilty. I mean, they had like shoe prints of my shoe on her face with blood. Like, it was just like, you know, but it was just, she goes, you got to do a year. Like, you're going to do a year. You got to take a strike. Like, I can't do anything.
They wanted the conviction.
Yeah. So it was a number thing.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just take it. Like, it's fine. Like,
you were tired of being.
I was tired. So I was like.
They wear you out.
Even though I could say I was innocent. Like, I go, I just didn't get this over with.
Were you incarcerated or were you out?
I was on bail.
Oh, okay. But so, regardless, you're stressing on your mind all the time.
No, because I couldn't. Like, I already lost my store. I couldn't get a job because every month I'm going to prison. Like, every month. Boom, boom, boom. So then.
There's no way to live.
So we're at court. We go back into the courthouse. Mm-hmm. And the judge is some white lady, dude. And she was actually on a show on Netflix about, like, Orange County. Like, so I forgot the movie she was on. I was watching it. I go, like, man. So anyways, they go, okay, we agreed on a deal. This is what we want to do. And the judge looks and goes, I don't think so. Like, they got to do at least 5 years.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, and my heart drops. Like, dude, like, we agree. Like, and a DA, like, God bless her.
So the DA was like, yeah, but the judge was like, no.
Yeah, but DA, God bless you. And the DA goes, you know what? This is what we agreed on. Like, we're okay, Your Honor. Like, this is what we agreed on. And the judge goes, well, this is your career. Are you sure you want to do this? Kind of try and check her. Are you sure you want to do this for your career? She goes, I'm okay with my career. Like, this so like she stood up for us. And how many times did the DA stick up for somebody, bro? The DA, I think that was God. Like, God gave us the right person. So the DA, she had her back more than our lawyer did, to be honest with you. And we just like the year and it was like, oh, is it? But I was like, God. I did some shit.
Did they label it like as a hate crime?
Oh, the violent crime. I got a GBI and everything.
Not a hate crime, though.
Not a hate crime. I got a GBI so strike fouling.
They started the fight. They initiated it, but they didn't jumping hurt us.
They, well, they tried to jump us, and they didn't. We finished it. And I was so mad that they tried to jump us. They didn't even know. It's like me and my homie. They're on a double date. So Sharky's.
Warring against theirs.
So and there and one of those guys. His dad was a cop, even though he's a prejudice. His dad was a cop, so he was pushing the issue bad. You know, but I was so mad that you fucking racist people. You're trying to jump us.
Yeah.
So like, I probably should have stopped beating him up, but I didn't want to. And I didn't.
That's probably
why I was guilty. Like, you know, I could have left, but I want to stomp him out and whatever.
Fucking skinhead.
Lost his eye and everything. So that was pretty much it. GBI, man. So, but like, it's one that got, like, not that I say, like, but I don't even.
I mean, to be honest with you, I did the time. I went back upstate. I think I got out premature when I did the 5 years, whatever. And when I got out and I was only out for the 4 weeks, I honestly, like, me personally, I don't feel like I was ready to be out. So when I went back in, I kind of like matured.
You think God checked you?
Yeah, I feel like it was just part of God's plan. Because I went back in there and I started like drawing more, tattooing more. So when I got released the second time, you know what's crazy? Is they said don't look back. When you get out, they said never look back. You know, don't look back. The building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the first time I did. I looked back. You know what I mean? I probed and saw that and I looked back at the building and I was back in 4 weeks. Second time when I got picked up, I didn't look back. Like, you know,
you already didn't look back.
I know this just because I've never been to prison, so I don't really know.
Yeah.
But I always hear that like they don't set you guys up to achieve or grow once you leave.
It's up to you.
What should they do so that when they release prisoners, like, you're set up to? Yeah,
I went well, now what they're doing now is like if you did like a long time, because I got a partner that just did 24 years and he just got out.
Yeah.
They make you go into a home. Like he was my crime partner. To be honest with you.
Halfway home?
Yeah, because they don't want you just to parole into society like that. So they give you the whole, I think he was in there for like a year and a half. So they're trying like to help people to adjust. But even then, it took me like 2.5 years to finally get used to being out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I still have nightmares and dreams, whatever.
You're institutionalized.
Yeah, institutionalized, big time. You know what I mean? Even to this day, I've been out for 20 years now and I still freaking think about, you know, it's one of my biggest
PTSD
fears.
PTSD from that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Big time. Yeah. But
just let me chime in on that one.
You've been quiet.
So I was a social worker for 10 years and what we used to do is go to the Ventura County Jail and set people up that were going to be released at some point with Medi-Cal, CalFresh, set them up with different programs where they weren't just like let out and they didn't have anything. They had their ID with them, because the biggest thing when you get out of jail, the people that I spoke with, was getting in a Californian ID. Like that was so hard for them. So we would help them with that. And then we would just help them like fill out paperwork and just get them back into society and not be so difficult for them.
Is there any sort of like mental health counseling to help transition into
society? And that's the thing that I think that our society is missing is mental health help, because Medi-Cal wasn't.
Because otherwise you're just thrown into the
To be honest with you, we don't realize, like before we hear people like, oh, PTSD, whatever like that. We laugh at that shit, you know what I mean?
Like it's a myth.
Yeah, it's a myth, but you really realize how much it does impact you. I had a homie recently that he went out in a blaze of glory with the cops because he was messed up from doing all the time that he did. You know what I mean? He just wanted to check out.
To be done.
So he did. You know what I mean? Because he kept having tripping about being in solitary confinement. They don't even let, like I had a homie that did a lot of time in Pelican Bay. That's the SHU, Security Housing Unit.
Oh,
and they don't even let them keep them there indefinitely anymore because it messes with people so much. They're never the same.
Yeah.
They're never the same. When I was in there, thank God, there's a saying that says, do the time, don't let the time do you.
Okay.
So when I was in there, I got my GED, I got my high school diploma, I got units in Laverne College because they offered it in Youth Authority. I got certified in several trades, you know, hospital housekeeping, welding. I did something with my time. I learned how to tattoo in there. So it's all up to you.
So those programs, you're like,
there is stuff that's available to you.
Yeah, there is.
But it's up to you whether you're going to take advantage of those.
Do it or not.
And the other thing is, the first time that you got locked up, you said you were 16?
No, I was 14, but that was, I was talking about, I went to placement, I went to camp, I went to all the juvenile in LA County, I went to all the counties, and then I went to YA and then upstate.
Yeah, so they start you off young, and that's all you know, and you keep going back and you keep going back. Like, I know this is going to be hilarious, but I got arrested when I was 13 for assault and battery on a police officer.
No way.
Yeah.
The fucking Eagles, Snoop Dogg. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I got Thug Life right here.
Hey, And she's like, I feel more comfortable telling my story now.
Wow. Now I can come on my shell.
No, but so this one time, what happened was, and it's just so crazy because at that point they gave me, it was me and my little sister. I was 13. She was 12 at the time.
Oh, wow.
And
what did you catch in case?
It was, we were out, it was 4th of July. Our friends were setting off fireworks. It was a public area and a bunch of cops on bikes rolled up. They were undercover. So I didn't know it was a cop. Yeah. And he ran to grab my sister to like pull her to whatever because he was gonna arrest her. And I jumped on his back and I grabbed him like a chokehold. Oh,
but you didn't know it was a cop.
I didn't know it was a cop.
Yeah. So
I was like choke holding him. And then another one grabbed me and dropped me. And then they pepper sprayed us and we got arrested. And I was 13. And when they brought us in, the cop right away was he saw like how old we were.
Yeah.
He was like, I thought you were 21 by the way you're dressed. And I was like,
how are you dressed, lady?
Put the blame straight.
Yeah. I was wearing freaking bell bottoms and a tank top. I was like
tall.
A little.
Yeah, she's tall.
Okay, I'm tall, but I'm
you guys can't tell.
I was like 90 pounds at the time. So, and then from there, it just went. We were on probation, and then the cops would always show up to our school to like test us or whatever. Wow. And then we were always fighting. Bitches. We were always just getting like in trouble with the law from there. And it's just like, it starts when you're so young. And obviously like I controlled myself, but like they start you off so young. And that's why some people don't ever get out of that mentality of like, this is life is being in jail.
So with all being said, did you get arrested for that? Did you go to jail or anything? Or?
So I ended up getting arrested and then I was put on probation.
Okay.
And at first it was informal, but then, I got jumped at school by these two white power chicks. And
now everybody's white power. That's my story. Really that's my story.
But they really were.
Really?
I grew up in Thousand Oaks, so there was white power.
Don't they call it Chio?
Tio.
Nobody call it Chio.
Tio?
I met her before and she goes, I need a Tio. I'm like, what the fuck is Tio?
I was like, ooh, where?
Yes.
I got jumped after that, and then I broke one of the girls' noses, and that triggered me getting put into juvenile hall, and then I was on house
probation
arrest.
Already,
yeah. And then I was on house arrest for 6 months for that, and and my house arrest didn't go as planned, so it was just
why you left.
Well, I was just like a mess. Like, you were a kid. I was a kid. A child, I was a little kid.
Where were you at? Thousand Oaks, San Fernando Valley, or
Thousand Oaks?
So you were in somewhere.
Yeah,
somewhere?
I was in continuation Newbury Park.
Okay.
So, So my probation officer would always show up randomly, and like, you know, I never was into drugs or anything, but fighting.
You're into
was
guys.
Like always. I was into fighting a lot when I was younger.
Can you fuck up G Money or no? You know G Money, right? Can you fuck G Money up? He said. Let me ask you a question, Rafael, before we get.
Oh my god!
Hey, so do you think G Money could be Ronda Rousey up? Go ahead, answer.
No,
a lot of chicks are G Money.
I mean, I feel like she's fucking fast, but I don't know a man, especially. G-Money's strong.
Wait, the dick slap Ronda Rousey?
What do you say that for?
Wow.
Oh, but let me ask you a question since we're on this topic with G-Money. G-Money don't think girls should be firefighters. What's your input on that?
I mean, I see where he's like coming from as far as like thinking that women.
Bernice
like,
is so mad dude, right now.
Bernice is biting her tongue. Huh?
Go ahead.
I
liked you, man.
Men are, you know, I'm not going to say that they're stronger than most women, but yes, like it, I feel like even smaller, I'm really tall, but a smaller man can like overpower me.
Yeah.
You know, and I just, it's not, and it has, and I'm, you know, women are firefighters and, you know, we've been educated that there are like fire camps and everything, but, I feel like I'm not saying like men can do it better. Not that because
what are you saying then?
She understands what his point is, but at the same time, you know, women.
Like women can do it too. Yeah. Like it's not just like
that's a good answer.
So you went to jail and you had house arrest.
Juvenile hall.
So juvenile hall, same thing. And you went house arrest and then you got violated from house arrest?
Yeah.
But it was your fault or are you gonna blame the system? So you do it is just It's your fault then.
Yeah, I don't blame the system at all.
You left the house then, or?
Yeah, well, I was fighting. I was still, I had my house arrest thing and I would, like, I was fighting and I was just.
In your house?
No, I was going to school. They would let you go to school. They would let us take the bus to school and then we'd have to be home at a certain time. But in continuation, especially like that school, it was like me, my sister and my cousin, we were just like always.
Yeah, hard knocks
it out.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
I remember one time, bro, I don't want to say a city or anything, but we're all with some homies from some different neighborhood. We're chilling and they were actually, this goes back to the whole thing. My homies working on their car.
Yeah.
So we're like in a driveway. So I had to take a piss. So I go in like, there's like a tree in the front yard. So I'm taking a piss, whatever. And then I see some van, bro. Some van with shaved heads. They roll by throwing up signs. Like, some homies are throwing their signs. Like, it's their neighborhood. You know what? Like, fuck, dude, you know what's up? Mm. So not a big deal, bro. So like, fuck, you know, or whatever. What was that about? You know, like, so, you know, keep me through, shut in and come back or not, you know? So when we end up working a car, I'm outside just chilling. And then I see some guys from the corner, bro, creeping, like with straps. And at the corner, creeping. Yeah. And I go, hey, homies, the food's at the corner now. I seen a gun. I go, they have guns, fool. So my homies, they get their strap. So my homie's over the car like this, just like aiming at them. Then my other homie had the other gun. And then my homie goes, hold on, fool. I think they have a badge on their fucking sleeve. Shit. They had like a star on their sleeve, like with a shirt by the sleeve. It's cops, fool. What the fuck? So they throw the guns the next door. And then the next door neighbor, like he was part of the neighborhood. So he picked the guns for the next door neighbor in the backyard. But they came and go, get the fuck down now. But I felt like they wanted to shoot out and they wanted to kill them.
Yeah, well,
like, because my homies were active. So I felt like the cops went by throwing signs up, you know, initiated it. Then they're creeping up with guns. Like, that's some crooked, I'm sorry, bro, some crooked ass shit. Yeah. So they wanted my homies to have a shootout thunk, and we would have lost. Like, we would all died. So they end up arresting us, whatever, got the next day, because they could go, where the fuck? I know, we see the fucking where the guns at, but they're gone, you know, whatever. But I feel like that's dirty, bro.
Like it was staged.
And I'm pretty sure that's not the first time it happened to homies either, you know? Like, that was like something I was like, speaking of undercovers, like,
I think they've used a lot of tactics in the past. I mean, I know that they would put like cops in the cells with homies and they'd be all tatted. I never
thought about that.
Yeah, they did that to my homeboy.
Really?
To my homies. And they'll tell my little homie that they're big homies.
Undercover in jail?
Yes.
Oh,
they'll
shit.
They'll put them in a cell and they'll get a confession out of them. And then they'll use that confession against them in court.
Wow.
Two of my homies got convicted because of that.
That's so fucked.
Because they'll lie and tell them that they're somebody that they're not. Like,
yeah.
You know, like somebody, you know, in power.
Yeah.
So the homie is like telling his story or whatever. And then all of a sudden he's in court and bam, he's a cop.
That guy pops up out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's happened to two of my homeboys that I know of.
Well, like what you guys were saying, it's not the exact same thing, but they have that stand your ground law where if you feel threatened, you're allowed to fight back and you're not obligated to stop. You can kill them and say it's stand your ground law. But there's a lot of situations where it's like cops who are undercover. Uh-huh. And if somebody's undercover and they come up to you and you don't know they're a cop and they're pulling out a gun and your life feels threatened, and how come you're not allowed the same fucking right to defend yourself? It's insane. Like, you should have never got in trouble for that. You didn't know it was a fucking cop. You were defending yourself. You were defending your sister.
And same with you though.
If you didn't know there were cops and you had shot, you were defending
yourself.
Lucky
my homie's seen they have like a little star on their shirt and a t-shirt. Yeah. And if he didn't see that, my homies would have like, they're active. They would have dumped and there was our dummy. We would have lost. Guarantee you're not going to win a shootout with the cop.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
And it would be justified because you shot.
No, it's all day.
Cops, but you didn't know they were fucking cops.
I used to go ahead. Tattoo on, like.
We're not bashing cops.
Let me say something, though. Because it's in the news right now, too. Like I used to tattoo on these, I'm not going to say their name, but a certain division. Like, it's a trip. I mean, I never thought I would tattoo on cops, but I ended up, you know, going to their homes and tattooing on them and shit. Really, it was a really trip for me when I rolled up and see a bunch of cop cars at the front driveway. But anyways, they would get, like, their moniker, whatever, their logo. And then, like, if they had there would be, like, it was like a...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't even...
You don't say it.
I didn't say it.
You about to say Minnesota.
Yeah.
Hey, you didn't say Minnesota.
But if they had, I'll just say blood.
Yeah, I know
you're on the tattoo, then that just shows that they killed somebody in the line of duty, you know what I mean? And it was just a trip.
How could they glorify that? That's crazy. You shouldn't go to glorify that. But I mean,
yeah, like I said, we're not, because I went to their pad and they're normal people. But there is a lot of people, like they say, you know, like probably got beat up as a kid, bullied, whatever, and shit. They became cops. There's a lot of those out there.
Well, cops are just like every other profession. They're fucking humans. And they're not humans. Every human is a good human. Yeah. There's fucked up humans.
That's it. It don't matter the race.
There's a lot of good cops. My little nephews.
Yeah, it don't matter the race or occupation you do. A piece of shit. Like there's Mexicans, black.
A lot of times when shit happens, cops are the first people. The first ones that we call. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
No, a lot of my clients are cops and I go out with them. We'll have a beer. Like, they're fucking cool as people. Yeah. Like, you know, they're. I don't argue.
You know what's crazy is that we'll be driving, I'll be driving and shit sometimes. And then, like, at first they'll see me, like, in a nice car tatted down and shit. And they'll have a little whatever attitude because drugs, they'll think I'm a. Yeah. But then I tell them a tattoo, everything changes.
And they're like, oh,
how much for this?
What style do you do?
Yeah, I tattooed some of your coworkers. It changes everything, right?
Yeah, we're definitely not bashing cost, but I am bashing the system.
The system is very
I think the system's kind of whack, and it's set up for us to fail. Mm-hmm. And the percentage wise, the way it's set up, like it's like a casino. A casino is made to win.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how this is set up. That's how the jails are set up to win.
Well, when you think about it, since I'm good with numbers.
69.
The United States makes up 5% of the world's population. 5%, which is a very small number. But
that's a good stat.
In the United States, we jail 25% of imprisoned people. So when you think about that, in every four people
in the
world who are imprisoned are in the United States. Yeah.
That's mind-blowing, dude. Mind-blowing.
5% of the population, but 25% of people in prison are in the United States. Something is wrong, and we're the only ones who run our jail system to make profit as a fucking business.
As a business.
I also feel like it has a lot to do with, like, the culture and how we're raised. Mm-hmm. Because you can be in the middle of all this, and you don't have to.
You're right.
You know, I grew up in the projects in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, and all I saw was people getting shot and cops coming and, you know, and I saw a lot of people that were, you know, involved in gangs. And then there was also a lot of us that weren't, you know, we chose to do other things and get out of there and break the cycle. And then I have cousins that were, you know, always involved in that. And their parents were like, nope, we're moving and took them out. And, you know, so it just depends on how you break the cycle, you know?
I have questions out of curiosity. You think as a female, it was easier to do that? Because I know as a male, for me, it wasn't. I grew up and it wasn't project.
It probably was.
Yeah, I'm just asking.
Because men, the boys are the, that I grew up with,
pride
the ones that I grew up with had to,
you know, if you weren't from a gang back then, it was, you were considered like
you were an outsider. So you're walking by yourself. Exactly. They're going to, you know.
Yeah. Cause I grew up in apartments and that it was like the thing to do.
Especially in the 90s.
It was horrible back then.
Big time. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Even party crews back then used to gangbang against each other.
They turned into gangbangers. Yeah. They turned into gangs.
Tagging crews, all that. It was just a thing to do, man. Well,
it's kind of like, I think what you were saying earlier, well, kind of not really, but they kind of make it seem like it's the cool thing to do. And not even that, but when your whole family's doing that and all your friends.
No one's there to break the cycle.
It's hard to be the one who steps outside of it and you're the one trying to
do something different. My question is, do you think the government behind a curtain, they has something to do what's in style or not in style? Like as far as how you said?
I think back then it did.
I don't know.
So what I'm asking, like, do you think they control the music that puts out? Because and 90 was all gangbang music.
But there's people that control the government, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Like, so I'm saying, like, what they put out there.
Master plan.
What they put out there, like, okay, we're gonna, like, let this music go.
That's
for
not
a while.
The government, though.
That's us.
No, there's this freedom.
There's people that are investing in whatever they want. Like what I was talking about earlier. You know what I mean? They're building these prisons, but they need to fill them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're gonna be empty buildings. So who better to put?
So what I was saying is even like G Money, I don't know. Like Little Davian said when he was on a podcast, like when Southern Anarchy came out, the biker world blew up a little bit. Like it just could you see that kind of glam, you know? Yeah. Like so I'm saying with the music in the 90s and the gangbang, how you said the movies and all that, that kind of so like I believe the government they control what we put out in movies and what's on TV. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you might not think it, but maybe they are controlling what they're brainwashing us with.
Yeah.
In my own opinion, music industry, what's on TV, what's on anything. I think at the end of the day, all these networks and all that, I think they all answer to the government or people that control all that shit. And that's what brainwashes us to motivate us to be stupid asses. Yeah. You know, I think at the end of the day, they're all puppet masters, well, kind of.
With social media, with social media, it makes it kind of hard because anything that's trendy, people are gonna jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah,
I mean, anything that's trendy, anything that's cracking,
anything that's trendy,
you gonna have these young hashtag jump on the bandwagon and they gonna follow that. But the thing of it is, at the end of the day, you gotta be real and you gotta be true to yourself. You can't lose your identity. You gotta be real. You gotta be true to yourself, because if you start following every trend that comes, then you're just gonna be a follower. You're gonna be a sheep at the end of the day, because that shit's gonna be here today and gone tomorrow. Just like a lot of this music. Yeah. It ain't got no freaking substance. It ain't got shit that we're going to learn out of it. It ain't going to teach us nothing. So we let it go. Music back in the days had substance. So we still hold fast to a lot of lyrics. Tupac shit. You know what I mean? Shit that used to have substance. We could learn from it.
Well, it was relatable too. There's storytelling. And there was a lot of it that was based on facts.
Not at all.
You know, in people's lives. And a lot of people didn't understand that.
That's one of the things I told. Like, I mean, I'm not trying to take away any credit, but I told Rocky from the gate, because in the beginning, season one, two, I go, dog, you got to put substance out there so they can chew on, eat the meat, spit out the bones, because then they're going to be able to come back and you're going to give them class. You're going to give them freaking class. You're going to put these youngsters in class so they can hear, they can chew, they can think of it, they can reflect, and they can be better themselves. Because at the end of the day, knowledge is power. People are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So me and Rocky had that talk personally. I said, put some more stuff. So when I got on there, I was in a... You know,
he's the reason why we did seasons, actually, because we're just keep on going and going. He's all, usually you break it down into seasons. So like, yeah, Lazy had a lot of input on the podcast, actually,
because he's a voice. Yeah. He's a voice for a certain part of our generation. And God has blessed him, given him the platform. So at this platform that he's been giving, you know, sometimes Rocky needs a little.
sometimes we kind of go like we sidetrack a lot. Yeah. And that's when we got Sammy Sam on the show. We sidetrack.
Names.
Nah, you know, that's fucking Sammy Sam. No, but yeah, so I mean, is there a message we did today? What are we doing?
What was
the moral?
Fuck, dude. Don't get caught up in the system. Don't get caught up in the system.
Don't pull over. Nah, just like,
once you get caught in the system, man, you're kind of fucked a little bit. It's like, you know.
But you can change it. I did.
Yeah.
And you can turn your shit around. And you can make something out of your life. It's the people you hang around with.
Put yourself first, not
for the future generation.
That's the main thing.
She said she grew up in the project and she didn't become a product of her environment.
I mean, I was there. I was around it. Yeah. And, you know, never back down.
You know what? That's one of the things. I'm sorry.
You gotta be smart about it.
That's one of the things I thought about, because I used to blame my mom for putting me there. I used to blame my dad. I blamed everybody. But it wasn't until I took responsibility for my own actions that God took me to another level. And says, you know, even though the cards were stacked against me, I still had a choice.
Right.
And the choice that I chose was go down. Why? Because it was attention, because I was getting love from my homeboys, because females were involved. The wrong reasons, you know what I mean? And then one thing led to another, and it opened up a whole can of worms that I didn't even know. And that phase never went away until recently when I had the encounter, and that was a checkpoint for me.
Even at this age, it's still a checkpoint.
Oh, bro.
Yeah,
you know this girl that has, I don't know if you've heard of her, From the Streets to the Set? Have you guys heard of her? Well, she runs this, I think it's a nonprofit. I don't know exactly what it is, but she takes people that have been through all these experiences and puts them in movie sets.
Nice.
So she helps a lot of the youth, you know, so that they can get out of the cycle and get into something positive while still representing who we are, you know, because a lot of them are... In the movies, the cholos and the same roles over and over. But she's kind of changing the game a little bit, because now she's getting a role where she's not just the maid or the, you know, the nanny or the chola. Like there's, and I think that's where it starts, where the influence that we see, we gotta change that in the pop culture and you know, stuff like that, where you can start seeing the differences.
When you get those professions, though, like we need to start becoming DAs and you know, judges.
And this is kind of like
I don't know how it is.
And support the ones that are.
Yeah, already.
That's the main thing. Like with her, for instance,
we hate on each other too much.
Bad.
She's trying to do something good, but there's always a lot of like, you know, crap that comes along.
You know what I think it is? I think that we're born with a certain type of mentality inside of our genes. I even think the way that we think and the way we're raised, it's in our genes. So what we got to do is we got to be intentional about changing that shit. You know, when you see somebody coming up, or you see, you got to be intentional instead of like hating on that person, congratulating that person.
Be positive, Because it's not going to take away from you.
It's like, it's in us, so we have to renew our minds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's good, man. So Thank you guys for coming on. You guys want to give a shout out to your sponsor? You already did, or anything you want to say?
Well, I have a nonprofit myself. It's called Biker Chicks Inc.
Biker Chicks,
and I try to help out different causes: kids, baseball teams, animals, whatever I can help with. And then I'm getting a lot of help from different organizations too, and different companies.
That's good.
One of them is Factory 47. I mean, there's a ton, Factory 47 is really helping right now. Peachy was there last time, and so was Erica. We're trying to get this so that we could show the positive side of being a female and what we could do instead of hating on each other too, you know, because females do that all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're, you know, and in a man's world, it's completely like different, because now not only do we have to, you know, prove ourselves, like we say, but, you know, still try to be positive and not fight each other and the whole thing. So a lot of these sponsors are helping with my nonprofit to be able to give back and be able to help other young girls or guys or what, you know, whoever. At this point, we're trying to figure out which direction we're, you know, we're going to take it.
But it's all positive, though.
Yeah. Just because we're Latina, like, usually when you see a Latina next to a bike, she's half naked. And we don't.
That's, and it's not even her bike either. It's not even her bike.
And she doesn't own the bike.
It's G Money's bike.
And she doesn't own the bike, or, you know, she's there because somebody else, you know, whatever. And that's what we're trying to change. We're actually trying to be role models and not be not and have, like, because a lot of little kids come up to us and they're like, oh, I want little girls. Like, I want to be like you. You know, I want to ride.
Yeah.
And I want to, like, I know me and Lydia are like, we want to give that positive, like, you can be Latina, you can be intelligent, you can ride, you can be sexy,
you don't have to be, like,
and not
doing all, I mean,
you don't got to be a hoe, you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can say if you want to, but you don't have to.
Like, what do you think about Cardi B?
You don't got to take that route.
You don't have to.
You don't got to take that route. That's good.
Yeah, you have another option.
We're not putting those, like, females down, because by all means, like,
everybody loves a good booty pic. You can put them down.
It's a trend. It's trendy.
It's like, there's other options, just like there is with else. You don't have to gang bang. That's right.
What do you guys think about Cardi B, what says she got a ring without cleaning or cooking?
Well, she's rich, doing it. So
I mean,
yeah, but like, you see all these stupid other girls posting there, like, bitch,
well, that,
like,
doesn't mean that it doesn't, you better cook
and clean. Like, what the fuck? I hate those. I hate that girls, like, cause, like you said, trending followers. Like, shut up, fucking dumbass. Like, what the fuck? That's why you're fucking single. Like, you're a dumbass. Right. Like, ass fucking pad. I mean,
you can be the best cook and the best girlfriend and the best, you know, ride or die, and you could still be single, because dudes out here are not, you know, it's not what it was before.
And I think in a
girls
way,
ain't the same before either.
Same thing. Right. Same thing. Changing everything.
Shit, get that cleared up.
It's not just about It's not just about cooking and cleaning.
No, the whole generation is fucked up. Yeah. We're all fucked up right now. I'm not the only, like, cool single guy out there right now. That's fucking crazy.
You know, one thing I told my daughters, I just want to say, because it kind of ties in with you guys, is I have four daughters, and I've always told them, you guys could be anything you want to be. I don't care what it is, as long as you put your mind to do it. I never thought I would be traveling the world. I never thought I'd be winning awards. But because I focused on that, and I put all my energy towards that, you know, I've been able to go to Rome. I've been able to travel, you know what I mean, and do stuff that I never thought I would do before. Have three businesses.
From fighting life in prison.
You know, I tell my daughters, you know, let me be the example for you guys. Let me show you guys. So you guys are doing the same thing. And that's awesome.
It's amazing.
You know
what I mean? And it's so different, because we grow up as Latinas, and everybody's always like, oh, Latinas are crazy, or Latinas are this. And we hear all these, like, bad stereotypes, but we don't hear, like, oh, this Latina went and did
never
something
like that.
Good.
Yeah. Never like that.
And strong and, like, driven. You know.
Well, we're hearing it now.
Yeah.
And it's not like we're bashing on men or saying
or other women,
this or
because
that.
We're not.
Like, it's not even about that. It's just like,
you're just, you know, bashing
you could be stupid
people.
At the same time, you know, you could be a little bit, you know, hood. You could be classy, as long as you know how to carry yourself.
With
and,
respect.
And have people's respect.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end of the day, because we all have sisters, daughters, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, if
they look into you guys,
if you want to do your thing and go hit the pole and make your money, I mean, I'm not going to judge you, but there's other ways of like, I'm a paralegal. I work at a law firm. I'm a real estate agent. I have my nonprofit. I'm in the MC.
What's, like, up, girl? What's up, girl?
I'm just saying, there's so many things you could do, and I can still, like, you know, write and play Tupac and I know all the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You got that balance.
Yeah, you have to. I think it's important to have a balance.
And it's important and for girls to see that because the youth, in the world of Cardi B and, fans only.
Kardashians.
Everybody has a fans only now, and that's how they're making money. Like,
it's false advertisement.
Yeah.
People got to realize it ain't green. Grass ain't green on the other side.
Yeah. I mean, that's,
what I mean?
And not, I feel like our biggest thing, and we've discussed this, is I want to walk into a room and know that, like, the people there respect me. See me as, like, you know, they're not out here like, oh, I saw her ass cheeks on
They respect
on
you for Instagram, who you are.
You know, like.
But I think that if we can, you know, kind of just respect each other and respect everyone's differences and at the same time just bring positivity, I think it can be done in a classy way.
Because people are always watching, even when you don't think your kids are watching, even,
And now it's all recorded.
You know what's crazy is because
on video.
I'm sure Rocky gets this a lot. We'll be out in public and people will come up to you. And I don't get admired for anything else but for my work.
Yeah.
For what I do. And I appreciate that because it shows that people will look up to me as a role model, though I didn't sign up for that. You know, I know Rocky does the same thing. We're out in public and I see him get confronted. Oh, I know. Or even I get recognized for being on this show. You know what I mean? So we're putting some positive stuff out there. So when people see us, like, man, like, I want to do that one day or I want to be that. So it's awesome.
That's why I told you before we end, my biggest compliment I ever got for the podcast were in my DMs. It was my worst enemies that DM me. And he's like, hey, bro, I just want to let you know. And I'm like, what's this guy DM me for? What the fuck, bro? Like, he's still mad over 20 years ago? Like, he's like, hey, bro, let you know, homie, listen to your podcast and we like that shit. That was like the biggest comment I could get.
When you delight yourself.
And you know, it's weird. I really haven't got that from my own neighborhood, which is fucking mind blowing, you know? Like, it is what it is. Like, it is, you know? Jesus' biggest haters were for his own village where he grew up at. And before we end the podcast episode, we do have a free giveaway or raffle that Peach is going to do. Bam.
Yay.
Are we clapping or before or after? Why are you clapping now for?
I was excited.
I like when you're excited.
Okay, so it's Sal.Chavez13.
Sal.Chavez13.
It's a number for tonight.
Fuck. Episode 13 too.
I know. That's
so what do you So what did he win?
So he won.
Talking to freaking Mike, Peaches.
Sorry.
He won a bike ride.
He won a bike ride in the back of you.
he won a ride in the back of my bike.
Yeah.
Oh.
No. Ooh, no, he didn't. Nice. Okay, so he won an engine guard from Lynn Bar. He won gloves from Fast Mask, Cyclesmith lollipop mirrors, FB County Charlie Brown shirt, Espinosa's face mask, and Chola Vibes gear and stickers.
Very
cool. Nice. So he and he won a 69 from G Money.
He's on top.
He's on, doing big things.
Thank you guys for coming on. It was awesome.
Sell 16.
Had a good time.